Isn't it nice? 0.14 right this second.
So today there's a few stuff to talk about. I want to talk about discipline because I think it's so important in almost anything we do, but especially for me. This is coming to you as almost a 6 a.m. podcast. I still struggle with going to bed. I mean, that's the hardest part for me. But the thing is, like, once I manage that, I can wake up pretty early. Like, I don't have a problem becoming a morning person. I have a problem becoming a go-to-bed-early person. Like, that's the kind of person that I'm not in any sense of the word. But let's go to discipline. Discipline is the one thing, like, the one thing I have always wished to cultivate in all areas. Now, with my career and with my goals, I have, like, undwindling discipline. I can take up things, go through it, go through the hard parts, through the easy parts, to the ones that are even harder, like, doesn't matter. Like, I have the discipline to follow through in anything that has to do with my goals, with my projects. But sometimes in some personal regards, I just fall down with it. So I have a theory about it. I think it could be like, I dedicate so much of my self-discipline to things that has to do with my career that when they have to do like only with me personally, then it's not like there's no left, no more discipline left. Because, for example, even thought for me, it will be like I'm trying to go back to being a morning person. I used to do it in a few months back, but I fell off. But I want to go back to being a morning person. But to be honest, like, that doesn't have anything to do with my career, because I can work just the same regardless of the hour. Now, I would love to be able to go to bed, but I have to hack it so much. So I guess we would just have to accept that sometimes discipline is elusive. So I'm beginning, it's starting tomorrow, to do some of those hacks around my discipline, making sure that I do everything in my power to go to bed early, to wake up early, and to start my day in a different way. I want to change my complete routine. I'm also moving apartments, so that will be quite handy to do it at the same time. Because, for example, I have, by this moment, I don't even remember how much time already doing intermittent fasting. I eat my first meal of the day at 2 p.m. and my last one before 8. And nothing else, only water in the rest of time. And I'm okay. And I'm not, like, going crazy. My discipline there is, like, on point. But why can't I, like, just seem to go to bed? It's like I think, like, something else that will be so amazing is going to appear, and I'm going to miss it, and I don't want to miss it. So I have FOMO of whatever research I get to do on the night. But I get the number one rule that I have to put in place in order to make sure I do that is, like, if I just eliminate a few apps before, like, I don't know, after 11:30, you can't get into YouTube unless it's for a video that is already on a watch later playlist or something like that. And anything else that seems interesting, you put it on the watch later. That is one thing I could do. Okay, I'm coming up with things here on the spot. Instagram Instagram doesn't distract me very much. I can just like turn it off and be no problem with that. But Chrome, for weird that it sounds, there's something with me when I get on some research, when it's like, I don't know, when it's 11 p.m., sorry, and I find one piece of information, one just a simple highlight of something, of some research, of some book, of a course, of something of learning, like, I go just so crazy, and I want to go through it in detail, every single part of it, like, what is it, what does it do, and then, after having done all that learning, then I want to chill a bit, then that chilling, I stay awake, and then, oh, there's something else for research, and I go through to that research, and oh my god, so, I think there will be a rule, yes, there will be a rule. No more research, unless it's for something that I am already doing, or for something that has to do, like, very light research, like, I don't know, a vacuum cleaner or something like that. Unless it's light research, no more new fields, or no more new searches, like rabbit holes, past 9 p.m. No more rabbit holes. No rabbit holes after 9 p.m. That is the rule. I think, like, doing that and making sure I don't go into YouTube, well, it qualifies as a rabbit hole. So, yeah, no rabbit holes. So, it looks weird that I'm avoiding rabbit holes. So, I should have no more rabbit holes rule, and I will make a rule about making content. Like, I will record the podcast every single day at a specific timeline. Like, no matter what, every single day at, well, I don't know that time, but I will establish the time. And it does not matter where I am, I will record. Unless it's like, there will be just one exception, like in the middle of a client meeting or client a call or anything, obviously. But even in the middle of the street, I will record my podcast every single day. You know, I've been loving that so much, mainly because, for example, right now, I just came up with all those things. Like, I didn't thought about them to say them here. But in a way, just the expression and the expressiveness just got me thinking, and I said, like, well, that's the right thing. So I think that's the problem to solve today. I feel good about having solved that. What is the source of my problem for going to sleep is research, is going into rabbit holes in the night, is not having clear rules. Like, if I want to read something, then I'm only going to read this something. If I'm going to, I don't know, watch a video, then it's only a very specific set of videos. Like, I cannot have the whole internet for myself and hope to break the pattern of going to bed late, because I've been doing that for my whole life. A few months ago, I spent, 3 months, 2 months probably, being like a complete morning person. I went to bed at 11, 12. I wake up at 5 a.m. sharp every single day. Like, some days not even needing an alarm clock, or waking up before the alarm clock at 5 a.m. doing my things. And I felt amazing. So I think I should find a way to do that. Once again, that's what I want. So, that's why we got new rules. No more rabbit holes after 9 p.m. and a specific time for recording. Thanks for listening to this. And if you came here for the first time, thanks so much for finding me. Enjoy and have fun. And if you came here because you already listened to episode 50 and you wanted to go back and see how I started, this is it. Have a great time. My name is Fleming, and this was the Fleming Space.